Hello, I'm Scott Hayward, and welcome to the Money News Market Wrap podcast, your daily dose of money movements delivered straight to your device on this Thursday, the 11th of April, 2024. Bad inflation data sent Wall Street sliding overnight. More on that in a moment. But that sent shockwaves to global markets. At home, the old cry is when the Dow catches a cold, we get the flu, and the local bourse started the day by dropping more than 1% on the open. But it was the strength in our commodities that had our market bouncing back. The ASX 200 eventually recovering to finish down 0.5% on the day to 7,813. So what's the problem in the US then? Well, it's still all about putting that inflation genie back in the bottle. While markets had thought by now inflation would be trending towards the US Fed's target of 2%, it seems the last part of the problem is the hardest to shift. No good news was found in the latest reading, with consumer prices rising to 3.5% year-on-year and core inflation also higher than expected at 3.8%. The sticky inflation reading is very similar to the story to what is happening here at home in Australia, where services inflation is being closely watched. And the fallout from those numbers might mean that rates are on hold for even longer. Market traders had previously priced in three cuts by the end of 2024, but that's been pushed now down to just two. The timing of the cuts could take longer as well. Analyst predictions have the first cuts occurring as late as September and matches what Fed Chair Jerome Powell has been saying with being very comfortable not rushing into rate cuts. The Dow shed more than 1% after the news, with the yield on 10-year bonds also shooting up by 12 basis points to 4.48%. Locally, this could push out the chance of an RBA cuts further too, so it's yet again a case of watching and waiting to see what could happen next. And you can hear more on the US inflation and how it could affect you by listening to Money News Tonight at 7 p.m. or via the podcast feed. With the Australian resource sector being less reactive to interest rate movements, it was those selling commodities who continued their strong week today. BHP closing up more than 1% to $45.94. Whitehaven Coal and Woodside were both up more than 1.5%. In the gold space, Northern Star rose 2.7% to $15.41. Logistics software group WiseTech opened down 2% but recovered to close higher to $89.28. And data center NextDC will raise $1.32 billion to expand its Sydney and Melbourne operations. Shares in a trading halt at $16.71. Unsurprisingly, it was the interest rate sensitive property and infrastructure stocks that underperformed today. Traders are concerned that high borrowing costs will hurt commercial property values and investment yields. Mirvac and Dexus both down around 3.5%. APA Group fell 2.5% to $8.37. According to recent announcements, their debt level in terms of interest repayments is at more than 6%, and software player Xero recovered from a 3% fall at the open to fall only 0.5% to $121.49. To the currency markets, and the US inflation data has strengthened their currency globally, but weakened ours. The Aussie dollar fell a full cent on the greenback on the news and is now sitting at 65.22 US cents. The Aussie dollar has also fallen against most major currencies globally, now buying 52 British pence, 99.75 Japanese yen, 60 euro cents and $1.08 New Zealand. Gold still strong at $2,360.20 US an ounce. Iron ore also stronger at $109 a tonne. Brent crude still flirting with that US $90 a barrel mark. And Bitcoin has risen with our weaker Aussie dollar, one coin valued at 108,134 Aussie dollars. And just finally, we love the world of business and professionalism here at Money News, but the last bastion of amateur performance could soon head the way of the dodo. I'm of course talking about athletes competing for the prospect of a medal alone at the Olympics. As we gear up for Paris 2024, track and field athletes are celebrating a win, with the World Athletics Organization saying it would pay out a prize of US$50,000 for those taking home the gold. There are 48 events for both men and women in the athletics schedule for Paris, bringing the total prize pool to $2.4 million. There's more on the horizon too, with prizes for other medalists planned to start in 2028. They say money corrupts, so might the Olympics be the next to have its lofty ideals shattered? Tonight on the show, we'll look at the US inflation news, see why rent prices might contribute more to our own inflation picture, and ask if household budgets are reacting yet. That's 7 p.m. on your radio, via streaming or on your podcast feed. I'm Scott Hayward. I'll see you then.